Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
I'm on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who's this?
This is Mike Lambert. Who's this?
Hey, Mike Lambert. This is Dave Serio.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I assume you are, because you're on your way. We're already there to a car show that I would have liked to have been to today. And it's the one at Turf Valley. You doing well up there?
Yeah, it's an absolutely stunning place. The Turf Valley Resort, not golf course. The resort
right. Is
where we're at, right across from the golf course.
Gotcha.
Yeah, with a lot of really nice older cars.
Great. And explain to the folks what you're looking at, mister.
Okay, we have everything from Delahays, the Cords, the Rolls Royces, all from the 1917 to 1948 era. This is the Classic Car Club of America's Eastern Grand Classic.
Okay.
It is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at the Turf Valley Resort, which is right. If you come across Marysville Road, you can get to it that way on Resort Drive. Or if you're coming from the Frederick area, come down 70. Get off where it says Ellicott City, and that'll turn you on to Route 40, and you can see it. You can come from there. All the way in the back by the main building.
Gotcha. And okay. A great show. I mean, the cars are just beautiful.
Yeah, we have so far. I mean, there's still a couple coming in. Most of them came in yesterday. We have everything, like I said, from Cords to Packards to Rolls Royces, some Delahays. There's probably 30 of them here now. There'll be a maximum of 40.
Okay.
Some of these cars have indeed won at Pebble Beach and at Amelia Island, and they don't come out for anything but like this show.
Right.
So it's if you like the older cars that are done very well, really nice people so far. Everybody we've met, good morning and how are you? And so it's been a real pleasant experience so far.
Great. And it's free.
It's a free to the spectators, yes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we have a couple minutes, so let's do our tip of the week, if you would be so kind, and let the folks at WFMD know a little bit about what to do when you go pick your car up at the body shop.
Yes, I mean, heaven forbid that you should have to go to the body shop. I don't wish that on anybody. It's just a nerve-wracking experience. But when you go to pick up your car, do it in the daylight, in the middle of the day if you can. You don't want to go at the end of the day when all the technicians are gone, and all they want to do is close the body shop for the evening. You want to be able to take your time and inspect the car, ask questions of the body shop manager or the person that's delivering the car to you. If something does not look right to you, don't accept the car.
Right.
Point out what you think is wrong and have them explain it to you. Don't sign any papers until you're happy. Don't walk in the office, get your keys, sign a paper, and then go look at your car. Don't do it that way. Then what you should do is once you leave the body shop, you want to take it to your technician that you go to all the time or your detailer that you go to. Have them look at it and point out any problems, because most of the body shops offer you a very long warranty. So you can take it back at your convenience and have them fix what your concerns are. When you have your insurance estimate done, don't let them just push you off on a body shop cleanup, which is what the body shop's going to charge the insurance company. You want to have worked into your estimate a full detail to put you back in the condition the car was in before the incident. Now, if your car was not a 100-point show car, they're not going to pay for a detail to make it a 100-point show car. You want to have the car detailed so you can take out the swirl marks from the body shop, which there will be, and the overspray off the car, which there will be, and have that all cleaned up for you properly. Okay?
Okay.
And one thing, you want to keep this in mind. The insurance is there to put you back in the condition you were before the accident, no more, no less. And don't be intimidated by the adjuster, whether it's your adjuster or somebody else's adjuster. Okay?
Gotcha.
And then you should be fine.
Yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of body shops out there that do the job right and spend the time making sure that the car is right when it's ready to be picked up. And there are others that are just getting it done and get you out. And the philosophy is we'll work on it at a later date, you know?
Yeah. It's like insurance, medical insurance. The body shop will say, this is how much it costs. The insurance company says, this is how much we'll pay. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Right.
So it's the same thing. But they still are responsible to make everything right. And I'm not slamming body shops at all. I never recommend a single body shop other than the ones that are on your listing.
Right.
And I tell people, it's take your chances. Because the body shop personnel are transient. and you never know. You honestly never know. And that's not a slam. That's just the way the business is.
Yeah, we have two of them that are good, but they're both in the Baltimore area. One in Harford County and one in northern Baltimore County, Cockeysville area. And both of them are very, very good shops. But you're right. They're just like in every independent shop or even detailers. They're the good and the bad.
Exactly.
You know, you got them. So
exactly.
Do it. So when we come back... When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other car shows that are going on.
Yep.
But right now, Mike Lambert is at Turf Valley Country Club. And this is a car show for older cars, 1917 through 48, that you'll find to be very interesting. It's free. It goes till 3. Make your way up. We'll be back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, you ought to know, right here, Free Talk 930. WFMD in Frederick. We'll be right back.
I don't know what he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I won't. Does his gifts come from the heart? I don't know. But if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. But my love is all I have to give. Without you, I don't think I can live. I wish I could give.
So you lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3 to 1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
You know she drives a wind car.
So we decided to go parking. We thought that would be funny. And we went to back to the same park that got us in this mess to begin with. And do you know they had shut that place down? We didn't know, but it was good. You could hide the car better in the weeds, you know. But I'm telling you, parking over 50 is, you got to have a chiropractor for 3 weeks after that. And the funniest thing, here comes a policeman knocking on the window. And we're just in there going, oh, please don't go to our church. Please don't go to our church.
That is Shonda Pierce and talking about parking at the age of 50 or over. Yeah, I hear you. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Good morning to you. 866-96-TALK-CARS is the toll-free number to call to be a part of the live show. 866-968-2552. Let's get back to the phones. We've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. He is at Turf Valley Country Club in the midst of about 30 or plus beautiful automobiles. Having a good day, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. Nice breeze blowing. It's not too humid. Nice sun's out, and a lot of good cars are out. So, it's from 10 to 3 at the Turf Valley Resort. I never thought I'd be allowed in here, but they let me in for some reason.
Well, once they find out you're in, they may find out about the radio. This could ruin your time there. You know that.
I'll just mention your name.
Okay, that sounds good. Then you'll really be thrown out.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're at Turf Valley, and there are other shows going on today and tomorrow, right?
I have two for tomorrow and then one for next week, so we'll go through those.
Mm-hmm.
We have tomorrow, we have the MCAC Security Square Mall, a best versus the best show, and that's inside the mall. It's an excellent show, and it's supposed to get hot and humid tomorrow, so that'll be the place to be.
And if they'll accept your show car in there, driving in the mall is neat.
Yep.
It's neat.
Yeah, it is.
Reminds me of Blues Brothers.
Yes, exactly. Registration starts at 8 a.m., and it's $35. The show is from 12 to 5. Plenty of places to eat and drink and all that in the mall, obviously.
Sure.
And then we have also tomorrow the Bakery Express Car Show at 4711 Hollins Ferry Road in Halethorpe. $15 registration at 8 o'clock. Music, food, 50-50, and a charity benefit. They did not name their charity, but it is a charity show.
Okay.
Okay, and then next week, July 20th, we have the show sponsored by the Ball Corbett Show.
Well, we're losing you, Mike.
We have the Bel-Air Corvette Club show.
Okay.
Okay. It is at the Boulevard at Box Hill, and that is 3491 Merchants Boulevard in Abingdon, Maryland. This is where they say where the Wegmans and the JCPenney are located.
Right.
It is a people's choice show open to all types of cars, Corvette street rods, muscle cars, etc. All proceeds go to the Harford County Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Fund. Corvette registration is $30, and there will be two NCCC-sanctioned events. And all other vehicles are asked to make a donation, please. And the car show's registration starts at 8:30, runs until 10:30. The show will run until about 1 o'clock, they say, with awards being presented at 1:30. Vendors in the shopping center complex where food and drinks can be purchased.
Very
That's
good.
It.
All right, well, that's enough for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know? And we invite everybody out to Turf Valley Resort, and that's going on until 3, and that should be a real good time. And once again, it's a free show, and you're going to see cars that you may never see again.
Yeah.
And you are going to see cars that have actually won at Amelia Island and Pebble Beach. So it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, it's very nice, and it's a nice place. It's a really nice place.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're related to some of the folks at some of the other radio stations, so it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. All right, Turf Valley Resorts, that's today till 3. Mike Lambert, of course, his phone number is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And also, you can follow Mike and Lena Lambert on Instagram and Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. So thanks, guys. We appreciate it so much. And we want you to have yourself a great time today.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air, Maryland. Good morning to you, Mr. Mike.
Good morning. I have a 2004 Runner.
Okay.
And the remote door locks stopped working. I have two original fobs.
Right.
Changed the batteries in them, and they don't work anymore.
Well, it probably is internal in the vehicle. You have a module that gets the information from the units, and it may have gone bad. Maybe you had a situation where the batteries went dead in the units at one time, and that may have missed the communication, so it may need to be reprogrammed in order to get them to work. They're very reliable. They usually don't have a serious problem, so this may just be a reprogramming that needs to be done. Sometimes independent shops can do that, but other times it may have to go back to the dealer, but I don't think it's anything serious. I would think that it's probably just a reprogramming of the module in order to get that to work. It's not working on any of the doors, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried reprogramming it, and, you know, you have to turn the up and down switch.
Right.
On the door latches around 8 times. It got to the 5th time, and it really got lazy. Like, the lock wasn't going all the way down, so I'm assuming it might be a solenoid. I don't know.
Well, you have lock actuators at each door.
I mean, actuator.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And
yeah.
That would probably be an actuator, yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Wish you best of luck. Appreciate the call, Mike.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Okay. Bye.
Phone lines are open. Just let you know, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's the toll-free number. Toll-free from anywhere in the country. Whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe even Pennsylvania, West Virginia, D.C., no matter where you're listening from, you can call me toll-free right now, live broadcast at 10:24 a.m. on July 13th at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free, 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a three-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation. But did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the three-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge. So give Jasper a call at 1-800-827-7455 or find out more on the web at jasperengines.com. Ford Motor Company is recalling about 58,000 Focuses in North America. They have a powertrain software issue that could cause a deformed fuel tank. Ford said Tuesday that it would fix certain Ford Focus sedans built at the automaker's Wayne, Michigan factory. The recall is intended to fix an incomplete powertrain control module software fix that was implemented during an earlier recall. So all of these folks have seen the Ford dealer already for a recall. They're doing it again. The issue affects certain 2012 and 2017 Focus vehicles with a 2-liter gas direct injection engine, as well as 2013 and 14 Focus ST vehicles with a 2-liter gasoline direct inject engines. Once again, that's an end and not an or through between that. 2012 and 2017, the 13, 14, 15, and 16 Focus vehicles that are not STs are not included. The defect causes the vehicles to be unable to detect a malfunctioning canister purge valve, which can cause an excessive vacuum in the vehicle's fuel vapor management system and can also cause kind of like the collapse of the plastic fuel tank. So once again, that's 2012 and 2017 Focus vehicles with a 2-liter gasoline direct injection engines, and then the 2013 and 14 Focus STs. This is Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dave. It's Craig Schiff.
Hey, Craig. Well, you're calling about a minute before break, so we're going to be talking to you just for a second and then have to put you on hold and talk to you after the break, if that would be okay. But how's Craig Schiff doing? How's Craig Schiff doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a beautiful day, and we've got some fantastic events to talk about.
Very good. Well, when we come back from the break, that's exactly what we will do. Okay, mister?
All righty.
All right. Putting Craig on hold. And we'll be back in just a few moments with more of You Ought to Know, right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. The recall information that I mentioned is on my website, DaveSerio.com, and go to the newsroom. When you go to the newsroom, click on the stories, and you'll see the recall information right there for Ford Focus recall, automaker recalls, 58,000 vehicles. We'll be right back.
Adventure Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Blowing through your hair, and the days surround your day-night care. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
Trucker, and I'm thinking, he can't say it. But he's got that look, you know. That, you know the look.
I've seen your family's photo album. And sure enough,
Mike,
he goes to get your truck stuck. And God bless his truck, without missing a beat, he goes, nope, I was delivering that overpass. I ran out of gas.
Here's your sign.
There's Bill Engvall, and there's your sign. That's for sure. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Live broadcast the 13th of July. Let's get Mr. Craig Shipp back up here on the stage. Good morning once again, Mr. Craig.
Good morning, and I'm going to go through a quick list of events, and some of them we've mentioned before, but I'm just going right down the list, and just so folks know, this is at facebook.com/Frederick County. Facebook.com/Frederick County. Just click on events, and there's this whole long list. And the Battle of the Beast is not every Saturday, so it's good to go here and check if you want to go up to the JBRW Ranch, you know, what dates they're actually doing it. The next date is July 20
okay.
at 7 p.m. And then I go on down, we mentioned before, the 45th Annual Smithsburg Steam Engine Show. That is really a cool show. That's in Smithsburg, Maryland, and that's September 28th at 10 a.m., and September 29, starting at 10, goes all day long. The Venture Park USA is having their birthday party today, 14 years, I think, since
they
opened.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yep. And there's also this event he's having there, Introduction to Roller Coaster Engineering. That the head guy there is going to do a seminar on roller coasters and how they're built and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of cool for people that are into that.
Well, I am a big roller coaster fan. I mean, all my years as a kid and also an adult, I have always loved roller coasters over any other type of ride. And I'll tell you a real quick story. I went to Myrtle Beach one time with my kids. Mm-hmm. It was about maybe 12, 13 years ago. And we were in this the old Main Street there in the Myrtle Beach area, and they have this amusement park. And it's just a, you know, I wouldn't say rinky-dink, but, I mean, it's not a Hershey Park. It's even mm-hmm. probably about the same size as the one you're talking about right now. So it's not a really park. Large one. Yeah, Adventure Park, not mm-hmm. a real large one. But they mention on a sign stating the fact they have the eighth greatest wood roller coaster in the country.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, that's a big statement for a little amusement park, you know? So I said, well, I'll give it a shot. I had a couple of my kids went home with me. They were absolutely right. What a blast. It went through the park, and there must have been four times where you felt like you're just going off the rails. It just gives you that feeling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just because this is a case, size doesn't matter is what I'm trying to say. It really is great.
The design is very important in how they switch back and the turns and all that. Absolutely.
Yep.
So that should be an interesting seminar for people that are into that.
I would agree.
They also have a free movie night at Adventure Park July 20. See, these folks are smart. They're getting their events in here, so we're talking about it, right? So,
folks,
get your event posted. Send an email to news@frederick.com. I'll make sure I get it on here. Just post it on your page, and then I can share it I just did the Rocky Ridge Volunteer Fire Department is having a car show coming up on July 21.
Right, Sunday.
That's on here. I just shared it from their Facebook page onto here. So that's how that works.
Safer Adventure Park, what movie is going to be showing the 20th?
No, it just says free movie night. I guess I'd have to click on it.
Okay.
Let me just open this in a new tab and see if they say.
Well, I don't want you to mess up the rest of your report there, sir.
Details, movie night. No, they just say it's a movie night. They don't say the movie. So folks probably have to give them a call.
Okay.
To see if they're worried about the particular movie.
And,
so,
and everyone under the age of 16 went, give them a call. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Huh?
There you go.
You mean use my phone as a phone? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Now, here's the biggie that you've been to, the Touch a Truck event on July 25th.
Yep.
That's a must-attend event. That starts at 4 p.m., and that's fun because the kids can actually climb all over and inside the trucks. They literally can touch the trucks. Now,
right.
Not all of them. There are a couple that have ribbons around them, but a lot of the trucks they can climb in and out of.
Great.
Let's see. Distinguished Young Women are having an event on July 27th. There's a paint night at Adventure Park. They're smart folks. They're getting them
there
in here.
Go. Yep.
There's a Old Line Bluegrass Mondays at the Blue Side. That's a venue that hosts a lot of bluegrass, and
sure.
That's on the 29th. Federal Wine Festival is on the 3rd. That's at Carroll Creek. Here's another car show for you. This is a biggie. The 11th annual car show at Dynamic Automotive.
Oh, yeah.
August 4th.
You know, that's
August
a big
4th.
Show. I would love to be there. I apologize for not being in the area during that week, but I'm telling you, that is a great show. You know, you and I, we've been to that show probably 9, 10 times, whatever. I think the first year we met.
For every time they've done it, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was there the first year or not, but I know I was there very soon in the infancy of the show, and have been there. Yeah. So last year was the first one that I missed, but it's a great show at Dynamic Automotive, and they do a great job. Not only is it for charity, which is great, but they have great food, they've got great entertainment. It's all good time.
Yeah, and they've already got 621 guests registered for that.
Great.
So
they're in trouble.
Yeah, and it goes on and on. There's a whole bunch of events on here. So, again, folks, if you've got an organization like Rocky Ridge, for example, I remember last year I had a tough time figuring out when their parade was.
Right.
I mean, I went on their website. I went all over the place. Now, this year, they have a Facebook page for the Rocky Ridge Volunteer Fire Department, and they had the event on there. So I was able to just very quickly and easily share it over onto the Frederick County page. So make sure you've got the event on your Facebook page. You have an event section if you've got a business page type of thing, or you can have one.
Right.
And make sure the event's in there. And then it's very quick and easy for me to share it. And if other people are hunting around trying to find out when your event is, I can't tell you how many times I've clicked on the event tab on somebody's page and it says no upcoming events.
Right. And they've got something coming. Yep.
I know good and well they've got something coming and just it's not in there. And so it's just not helpful.
Gotcha.
To not have it there. So there you go. That's my public service announcement for this morning.
Well, they learned their lesson. Last year they didn't do it. This year they did. And now they're getting it announced on the radio.
That's right.
For absolutely free.
That's how that works.
It works good. Well, Craig, thank you so much.
It's not real complicated, is it, Dave?
No, it is not, sir. And by the way, if you want to get a hold of Craig, you can email him at craig@frederick.com. But again, Facebook is the place to be. Facebook.com/Frederick County. And that's going to have all the news that you are interested in and some of the things we talk about here on the show. Craig, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it, buddy.
And thank you for doing this every day. It's quite a service that you do.
No problem. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Glad to have Craig here. And we're looking forward to talking to you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. We'll be right back.
She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. What the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck.
I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you. And I'm being good. And I'd love to be with you if only I could.
Anyway, if it would please the court, I'd like to begin with an opening statement.
The court would advise you to make it quick, as the court had a dicey-looking breakfast burrito this morning and just took an Imodium.
Very well. Quick opening statement. Like a milking stool, my case rests on three legs. I will demonstrate that I was improperly instructed in driving by a woman whose lack of respect for society borders on the sociopathic. Argue that the emergency met the legal doctrine of quod est necessarium est licitum, that which is necessary is legal. But first, I will raise a Sixth Amendment issue. I am unable to confront my accuser, a non-human entity, to wit, a camera. So to sum up, improper instruction, quod est necessarium est licitum, Sixth Amendment. My milk stool is complete.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Guilty. Pay the cashier.
I object. You're completely ignoring the law.
No, I'm following the law. I'm ignoring you.
Really? I would point out that I am at the top of my profession while you preside over the kiddie table of yours.
Dr. Cooper, before I fine you in contempt and throw you in jail, I'm going to give you a chance to apologize for that last remark.
I'm a scientist. I never apologize for the truth.
Big Bang Theory and Sheldon. I tell you, Jim Parsons is one heck of an actor. To remember the things that he has to remember, even just some of the lines that I have on this show, are just incredible. He's an excellent actor. So, Sheldon, of course, thrown in jail during traffic court. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930. WFMD. That's right, folks. It's time for the dynamic duo. Good morning, guys.
How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. We have Jose and Todd from Dynamic Automotive, and it's great to have you guys. It's the second week in a row we've had you. Good deal, man. Good deal. This is the season to do it. Of course, summertime hits and people are on vacation or going on vacation, need their cars all set up, and I know you guys are ready to help them out. Todd, tell us some of the things that are going on at the shop.
Well, I tell you, yesterday I had two customers call right about 4 o'clock, and they were both headed out of town for summer vacation when their wives realized, hey, you haven't got your oil changed yet. So, you know, like, and they're headed, you know, down to the beach, and it was an emergency. So we got them both squeezed in here, got them both out of here in about a half an hour's time, and off to start their vacation. But we want to check those things out before we get ready to leave, and, you know, that's where we can help.
So you even help out the procrastinators. Very good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I got to say, you know, Jose and I are both one of them. I mean, we're the type that pack the night before the trip or sometime the morning of, so we get it. We definitely see where they're coming from.
Jose is wondering right now, how did he get thrown under the bus, huh, you know?
I hate to admit it, but he's telling the truth. I had to go on a road trip a couple of weeks back. I went up to Watkins Glen to watch the IMSA race.
I want to hear about that, by the way. Yes.
And the car needed an oil change, and I hate to say this, but I was way over the limit.
Uh-oh.
I just hadn't been reading my sticker like I should have.
Preaching and teaching, but not doing it himself, huh?
Yeah. So the guys got me in and out really quickly and found a few few other things wrong with it and fixed me up, and I made the road trip pretty well then.
Well, so, we have a lot to talk. We have a lot to talk about. I want to get a few seconds of Watkins Glen in there, if you don't mind. That was a strange week here on WFMD. I unfortunately could not hear the show with the equipment that I was using, so I couldn't really do the interview with you at Watkins Glen. But you were there with a oil magnate. I know that. And tell me a little bit about what happened at Watkins Glen.
So we actually were rooting for one of the Prototype 1 cars. Mustang Sampling is the name of the team, and they run a Cadillac Prototype 1 vehicle, which is the top-level vehicle there.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Hold on one second here. Mustang, and then they have a Cadillac. What the heck is going on with these people?
Yeah, so the sponsor, or I should say the head honcho, right, owns a business called Mustang Sampling, and what they do, they actually sample petroleum products within the ground.
Okay.
So they're the raw stuff itself.
Right.
And they've built this business up from nothing.
Huh.
And it's really pretty incredible. So they do this across the country for several of our big oil companies.
Yeah, I got a chance to hear the interview later. It really went well.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a Gallup Oil, they were our host.
Right.
And Luis Morales is the magnate that you referred to.
Yes.
And his product, we use his product here at all the locations, and it's really a tremendously good synthetic oil. Not only do we use it for the European vehicles, but also across the board.
Great.
Anything that needs synthetic. So he is also one of the sponsors for this race car. The track is just amazing up there, and the countryside is incredible.
It is.
Of course, Watkins Glen resides at the southern tip of one of the Finger Lakes, Seneca specifically, and what a beautiful town that is. So when you marry the two, the excitement of the race, and you know that track has a lot of elevation.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of twists and turns, and it's extremely fast, the second fastest track on this circuit. And you marry that to the surroundings, the environment, it just makes for a great weekend. It really does. So
fantastic.
I look forward to getting back up there again with my friends and watching these exciting races. I got plenty of video. And next time I think I'm going to take my wife up. I think she'll love this whole event. It's so exciting when you get up there and meet these people and watch those cars race. And there are several different classes of cars that race. So it's not just the prototype ones. You've got also the GT and the GT Le Mans series, which are the Corvettes, the McLarens, the Ferraris, and the Lamborghinis and Porsches. You've got them all racing against each other, and that's really cool.
Well, Todd, I predict that if he takes his wife up there next time, let's hope it's not his last time at Watkins Glen.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. I'd like to be included in that one time, but I think she's next.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, we want to talk about something that's coming up in 3 weeks, and that is your annual car show at, of course, Dynamic Automotive, and that is a fantastic show, and you're going to have a great attendance. I'm hoping the weather holds out great for you as always, but that's coming up in just 3 weeks.
Yes, that actually happens August 4th.
Yes, and I can tell you the guys down there have been busy little bees. They've been getting the property and the building all shined up and ready to roll out the red carpet to everybody.
Well, I've been there a lot of different times, not when you're having car shows, and that property always looks good. So I know they're not spending a lot of time on it because it really is a beautiful property in the first place. So talk about the show real quick, and then also the other three locations, if you don't mind, Jose.
Sure. So the show is going to benefit Second Chances Garage. All of the proceeds given at the show will go towards their efforts. And as you know, they're sort of our sister shop here in the Frederick area, and it's a nonprofit organization that supplies vehicles to the needy in our county.
Right.
So we're going to have all kinds of stuff at the car show. Of course, we'll probably have over 100 hot rods, mm-hmm, exotics, and motorcycles. Last year we had a really cool tractor trailers show up, and it was a classic, an old one. We'll have the Moon Bounce over there and great food. So if you're in the area, August 4th, which is a Sunday, and we're hoping for great weather. Usually it happens. Bring your kids. Your kids will absolutely love it.
Very good. And we've got about 2 minutes. Let's talk about the other three locations of Dynamic Automotive, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. So just if you want to know, if you're listening, the car show will be at our Urbana location. And if you need work done to your car in that area, give them a holler. Their phone number is 301-874-8833. And their address is 8824 Urbana Church Road. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 3. They have a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. Now, if you're in our area, give Todd and I a call. We're in Liberty Town. Our phone number is 301-694-6250, same hours of operation. If you're in the Newmarket area, their phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah, Bobby, or Lee at that location. That's a different Bobby, Dave.
Yes, sir.
And our final location, which is located right off of 15 in Frederick at 11 Byte Court, Big Bobby Allen handles that location. Give Big Bobby Allen a call at 301-662-3300. Their hours of operation are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Big Bobby Allen does custom work on Jeeps. We can lift your Jeep up, do all kinds of modifications for you. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you want to know, you'll get 10% off on any parts or on parts and labor for any service or repair performed on your vehicle. Just mention Dave Serio, you ought to know, and you'll get that discount.
All right, and we want to remember dynamicautomotive.net. Guys, I got to go. We're at the end of the show, but thank you so much for joining us here at the show, and congratulations on the show coming up. We're looking forward to talking more about it.
Thank you, Dave. Take care, my friend. We'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much. Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, 'cause I've frozen time.